You know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right.
You suspect you're out of sync.
You think that you're out of your mind.
This weekend at the Memorial Armory, Bear Whiz Beer is proud to present
the Everything You Know Is Wrong Expo.
It's a new age festival of ignorance.
It's a hopeful feast of mindless fellowship.
This weekend.
This weekend
at the Memorial Armory.
The Everything You Know Is Wrong Expo.
Crop circles.
Strange holes in the ground.
Things that aren't even there.
People watching you.
Voices only you can hear.
Hopes.
Fears.
Imaginings.
The Everything You Know Is Wrong Expo is a whole Slaffer Enterprises production.
Plus, Ginzu Pyramid Slicing Knife free.
So sharp, it cuts itself.
I don't know how you came by this record, but you are now embarked upon a journey that must certainly lead you to change your life forever. If you were never a special person, you are a special person now. Hello, Seeker. Now don't feel alone here in the New Age, because there's a Seeker born every minute. Yes, I'm Dr. Happy Harry Cox, and call me happy because I am. Because you're listening to another in a series of my mind-breaking records, Men Never Lived on Earth, which started off with I Came From Outer Space, followed by Strangers at Our Door, which includes the ultra-high-speed recording of Real Gas Music from Jupiter. If you haven't got them, buy them now. I was right about the comet. Get them and see why. Write me here in my award-winning communication trailer, Space Nyan, Blue Mouse Trailer Resort, Hellmouth, California, 90666.
Dogs flew spaceships.
The Aztecs invented the vacation.
Men and women are the same sex.
Our forefathers took drugs.
Your brain is not the boss.
Yes, 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 that's right.
Everything you know is wrong.
Hello, Seekers. Here we go again. And hello especially to the skeptic inside you who might still believe that pigs live in trees and that faithful Rover is nothing but a pet sleeping by the doggy door. Well, doggone it, he's smarter than you'll ever be. Yes, I've got proof here that his ancestors came from the dog star millions of years ago to rule the Earth. He's been there. And you probably don't even know where you are. Don't believe it? Well, listen to this.
Yes, it's free. Join the expectant crowd gathering now as we stop here on
Dutch Elm Street.
Holy
Come
fun.
Closer, folks. Don't crowd the wheels.
Back from the shadows again. Out where an engine's your friend. Where the vegetables are green and you can pee into the stream. Yes, we're back from the shadows again. Howdy, everybody. I'm the Whispering Squad.
And I'm the Lonesome Bee Tick.
And I'm Artie Choke. And we're just a joke.
And don't be afraid, little people, because we're just holy grams.
Great.
Yeah, but what about you, partner? What you doing today?
Can't be much, Lonesome. Nobody's working.
Nobody except us, and I'm getting tired of standing here with these geeks a-gawking at me.
Now you keep it sweet, Pete.
Listen here, Leafhead, I'm gonna
Now, boys, fighting's out of style. Yeah. And fun's where the fair's at. In the future, that is.
You can bet your roots, Toots, it's tons of fun.
And technical stimulation.
That's what I mean.
And there's lots more of me where I come from.
In government-inflicted simulation.
The future can't wait. Yeah. No place to hide.
Yeah, so climb on aboard.
We're going inside.
We're going back to the shadows again. Out where an Indian's your friend.
Going down, going down.
Where the vegetables are green and you can pee right into the stream, and that's important. We're back from the shadow again.
Doors close in 5 seconds.
Pluck the duck. Who have I got to lose?
Welcome in. Now follow the rubber line to your seat.
Excuse me, is this window taken?
Oh, no, certainly. No, no. Take your seat.
Thank you.
Soft,
isn't it?
That's really comfortable. Yeah. It's just like sitting in a big hand.
Comfy? Now here's famous broadcaster Floyd Dam.
Hello, Globetrotters. While we're still on the ground, let's look around and see where we are. In the windows to your left, it's 5,000 feet to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Yet now, as inevitable as dawn, the sun, arcing on its axis, rises to meet the east. Chariot racing across the high noon desert sky, only to plummet like bald Icarus into the sensual, fermenting seas of the South Pacific.
That's pretty.
And even now, yet, as scary night descends upon us, we could appreciate the wonders of nature as stimulating as man's own triumphs. Let us pause.
First I thought it was a big old dog, because of the way it howled and how it had them big friendly eyes. But I had to ask myself what the hell I was doing up in the graveyard, digging up the ground with a shovel. Thought I was crazy. I'm not a drinking man on duty, Mr. Cox, not me. You know, I figured it was one of them werewolves we're having, so I slipped a wooden load in my shotgun, and then all of a sudden, now this is going to sound crazy, a big dark shape with flashing lights come up over the top of the hill. That one right over there. It's about 100 miles an hour. This dog, a wolf, or whatever it was, it took off like a bug rabbit with that dry hump over there. Hey, Deputy, just a minute, will you? And I'm not a drinking man, Mr. Cox. I swear to hell I saw it.
That was no crazed sterno bum, but a respected law enforcement officer, Sheriff Luger Axehandle of Heater County, California. And that wooden marker over the grave where the creature was digging? It bore a mysterious inscription. Much faded with time and wormholes, it read, "No name, died 1897, with this curious epitaph, "Not from around here, but a real square little feller." Now, I tracked down this story to Lem Ashhauler, who's editor of the Hellmouth Heater Democrat.
Back here someplace. Y'all are published monthly back then. There's a lot happening, you know.
Oh, 1897.
It's a big yellow jacket epidemic.
Oh, really?
That was very fashionable in those days.
April 19th.
Yeah, it's a bunch of funny storms. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Here it is. April 19th, 1897. Strange occurrence at Proctor's Well. Yeah, well, this story pops up about every 10 years or so. Happened over in Curio, Arizona, about 20 miles the other side of the river.
Yeah.
Came crawling out of a well wearing lady's shoes. Uh-huh. Didn't know what milk was. Repeated everything anybody said. I'm reading it. Real little, smooth like baby's feet, with big friendly eyes. He sounds like a real nice guy. Took him to the Swiss picnic for a good time, and he choked to death on a piece of cheese. And then it's the end of the story.
Curio, Arizona, crumbling remnant of the Old West, or could it be the final resting place of a little guy from outer space? Could be, could be. All I know is everything you know is wrong. Think your children are as innocent as a new puppy next door? Well, they know something you don't know. They know that their American forefathers took drugs, and you probably don't even know where your father is.
Dirty Platinum Films presents Ben Franklin, hero for Hophead.
I wanted the woods and the Indians to sleep with me, but I was afraid of the cold and made them sleep outside. So I never felt the touch of a warm, naked Indian or in a cold, naked forest.
Ben Franklin, the only president of the United States who was never president of the United States. Was he an early drug user? Let's see. He wrote of it in Poor Dick's Conspiracy in 1761, while still an apprentice bookmaker in colonial Philadelphia.
So I betook me to the Hash Fire Inn for a secret caucus of the hotheads, rebellious libertines all lusting for life and liberty. The real George Washington brought to him, and I the evening papers. We quickly proceeded to get Sarah Meadows and young Tom Everson goodly stretched by the hemp, which smoked us all like Boston scrub. What a fetid fervor of freedom.
I say, let's have a revolution.
Statement fiery Sam the tax collector, to which Big Ben replied,
fine, Sam. Then we can invite over a bunch of immigrants and make cars.
Yes, 1761, hemp kindle the fires of American history. Nerdy clockwork films. An alternate look at an alternate history. For an alternate culture.
Well, I guess I don't have to tell you everything you know about the revolution is wrong. You know that now. But did you know that Indians can be in two places at once? That they can change into animals? That they invented the wire recorder? Well, I've seen it. I've heard it. Now listen to this. This is a very rare recording from long ago.
What is
it seems they recorded one of those old-time medicine shows.
News. The war is over!
See? Bet you didn't know the South won the Civil War. This is Daddy.
No true Mississippi cowherd would leave his wine cellar undefended in such a dangerous time.
Okay, we don't want this part in here. It gets up to
think
some
of the balls you'll have.
You're too young to think about that, Beulah Balls. Bells.
Okay. We gotta get to the part where they have this amazing vision.
That war criminal!
This is more of the point. Oh, this is good.
Why, look! Oh, Uncle Tom! You're back!
Uncle Field Marshal Thomas Lawbury, quadroon, honey! I'm back! And I'm beautiful.
I'm so glad that you're back, Tom.
It's good to have
you. See, there are many, many things that you don't know.
That's right,
everything
Tom,
you know is wrong.
I forgot. You're a free man now.
This is the best part of the play.
Oh, no, I ain't, General. Oz is Spencer. As a professional state well, now, you've been walking over this kinky old government for 60 years, and now you plan to put your puppet tax. Put it right here, in the bag.
Rest for me, and die first.
Hush now, it's a new world, honey. Nobody gwan have to be our slave all the time, no more. We gwan take turns, and guess who's joining in now?
Pretty wild bunch of miners. Now here comes the medicine show part. That's Professor Archer. Now this was a Dr. Firesigns at Antique Theater, I think it was called. There have been books written about it. Okay, now let me find the part here with the drugs.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, chickens and Mexicans.
That's Archer.
Just a minute.
I want to get through.
Transmitted from beyond the grave to the famous dead Indian hero, Chief. Dead Sea Knockout.
Very famous medium of the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Knockouts, Pyramid, Pushover, Pace.
Okay, now that's drug number one. Now they added in something else.
Internal application of Don Bruja, Inca, Hell Oil Tonic.
That was extremely potent. Now I'll find the... This is...
As clown milk, Judge yes. Rensburg, and to prove it, Professor Archer is preparing a potation for our personal libation.
That's
here
Bowman.
We go.
That's Bowman.
One pot of the Pace.
The Pace.
Okay. One pot. Of the juice.
The juice.
And just a potent shot of Hellor.
Thank you, Archer. Yes, we will now drink it before your very eyes. Say, here's a toast to the brave and bully boys of the Arizona Territory.
Owen had no sooner lowered his glass than he witnessed the sudden transformation of Professor Archer into a large silver crow. They both turned into crows. Each lifted his wings in surprise and rose like a shot, leaving the little town of Curio, Arizona, and its bewildered populace 500 feet below, silent specks on the vast western desert floor. Unable to speak to one another, but pursuing the same course, they soared like brothers all that day and perhaps another, floating on each other's thoughts, never moving their wings, yet journeying a great distance to the south.
Look down, dear sun. A river of buffalo drinking from a hidden spring. Can you see in their midst a white buffalo?
Balanced on a raft of water in an endless river of reeds, they conversed inexplicably with an ancient cockroach in a sombrero they knew instantly to be
Don Bruja. Follow this snake,
he said.
Follow this snake. This snake is a river,
he said. They jumped on the snake and rode it hard like a bronco where the snake was swallowed by the sea. And they looked in a direction they had never looked before, and they saw a city of gold and amber and crystal in the sky at the bottom of the sea. And at the gate of that city, a white buffalo was grazing. And raising its great head, met their gaze directly.
Ladies and gentlemen, children, bozos.
I'm a bozo.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had a kind of a big nose.
You recognized it, huh?
Yeah.
You'd like to give it a squeeze?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, squeeze the wheeze. Many people like to. See, it doesn't hurt me.
No.
You know, I think we're all bozos on this bus.
Oh. Yeah. My mother was a bozoette at school.
No kidding. Well, you know, my ma always said, you gotta start young if you're gonna stick it out.
Well, my mother didn't talk to me much.
Now, please, everyone.
Poor kid.
Lock your wigs, let the air out of your shoes, and prepare yourselves for a period of simulated exhilaration. Everybody ready?
Excuse me, I'm
Let's
just gonna
get in sync
sink in.
For our
Don't
light
not too far there.
The future
is fun. The future is fair. They already have won. They already be there.
Hello.
Hello.
We're glad you made it.
Welcome to the future.
Was that simulated this morning?
Who knows?
Be sure to inflate shoes before crossing the water. Remember, the rubber lines are for your convenience and protection. Thank you.
Oh, well, hey, don't forget to bump your shoes.
Oh, I don't wear them anymore. I gave them up years ago.
Oh. Well, come on. Oh, well, I must go where the bozos go, kid.
Yeah, I'll bet. So long.
Yeah, the longer the better.
Honk, honk.
Well, listen, kid, I'm alone. I got the clone. Maybe we'll run into each other on the fun way, huh?
Yeah, you bet, honky. Honk, honk. Oh.
Howdy, little partner.
Oh,
well,
no.
Which way you going now, huh?
I don't know, Mr. Beat.
Yeah, that's right. You could cut them off at the past.
What?
But I'll tell you what I'd like to recommend.
Wall of Science.
'Cause it's my favorite. Just climb aboard that old...
yellow.
Rubber line. Oh. Well, thank you, partner. See you on the fun way.
Yeah.
Yippee-tie one on.
Right. So long, Beathead. I give my... standing here like an idiot talking to myself. I might as well walk over to the old yellow line. Stand here on the yellow line like an idiot talking to myself.
You have chosen the path of science. Stand in the middle of rubber line.
That's where I am, real comfy. Oh!
Please keep your hands to yourself. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Before the beginning, there was this turtle. And the turtle was alone, and he looked around, and he saw his neighbor, which was his mother. And he lay down on top of his neighbor, and behold, she bore him in tears an oak tree, which grew all day and then fell over like a bridge. And lo, under the bridge there came a catfish, and he was very big, and he was walking, and he was the biggest he had seen. And so were the fiery balls of this fish, one of which is the sun, and the other they called the moon.
Yes, some uncomplicated peoples still believe this myth. But here in the technical vastness of the future, we can guess that surely the past was very different. We can surmise, for instance, that these two great balls...
We know for certain, for instance, that for some reason, for some time in the beginning, there were hot lumps. Cold and lonely, they whirled noiselessly through the black holes of space. These insignificant lumps came together to form the first union, our sun, the heating system. And about this glowing gas bag rotated the earth, a cat's eye among Aggies, blinking in astonishment across the face of time.
Well, we were covered with a molten scum of rocks, bobbing on the surface like rats. Later, when there was less heat, these giant rock groups settled down among the landmasses. During this extinct time, our earth was like a steam room. And no one, Not even man could get in. However, the oceans and the sewers were simmering with a rich protein stew, and the mountains moved in to surround and protect them. They didn't know then that living as we know it was already taken over. Thank you.
Animals without backbones hid from each other or fell down. Clamosaurs and oysterettes appeared as appetizers. Then came the sponges, which sucked up about 10% of all life. Hundreds of years later, in the late devouring period, fish became obnoxious. Trailer bikes, chigger bites, and mosquitoes collided aimlessly in the dense gas. Finally, tiny edible plants sprang up in rows, giving birth to generations of insecticides and other small dying creatures. Thank you.
Millions of months passed, and 28 days later, the moon appeared. This small change was reflected best, perhaps, in the sand dollar, which shrank to almost nothing at the bottom of the pool, where even dumb amphibians like catfish laid their eggs in the boiling waters, only to be gobbled up every 3 minutes by the giant sea orphans and jungle bunnies, which scared everybody. And so, in fear and hot water, man is born.
I am La Brea Man. I am First Man. Wife and I live in pits. I discover pain and boredom, and how to use hands in self-defense.
I am his son. I am called Plowman. I was the first to dig the earth and make the rivers run backward. There was no stopping me or my wife.
I am his many cousins.
I chipped the stone.
I smelt the rock.
I bronzed the shoe.
I lay the asphalt.
Together, we made enough noise to keep the wolves awake.
I am his godson, civilized man. I harnessed the secret of the calendar, and with the power of the weak, I built the pyramids.
I am his mentor, Hippocrates. I put him through school, where he learned to stand up for a principle and sit down on his own stool.
I am his father, Caesarea. I sent him away from home for something to live on and paid him to fight over it.
So now, everywhere he went, man dropped a great load of knowledge, forming a rich compost where slumbered the modifying spark of humanity. Yet it was not many years later, in the little Flemish village of Cutterdam, that the restless chemist Sir Sidney Fudd was to make that particularly momentous entry in his scientific journal.
Love you. You're a opt served fuddles. Dear Nabby, darling Nabby, thanks for the pomegranates. Spunky loves them and will be sitting up soon, I hope. As for the excellent porcelain astrolabe, there's an E in there, astrolabe, yes, which miraculously arrived in precise working condition after its perilous journey round the tip. I set it up directly, and having once aligned it upon the celestial doggy, the sight so roused me that I was seized by a transport of scientific rapture, and whilst a happy prisoner of this unhappy state, I fell upon my glorious machine and knocked it perforce out down the kitchen stairs, carrying faithful Spunky, with it. You can imagine my confusion. But quid Malberg in pleno, consternation turned to lucidation. period there. Could this be the solution to our problems, both personal and scientific? Howsoever, a devilishly natural principle of science had revealed itself, exclamation point, and through my quivering quill, I present it to you thus, quote, if you push something hard enough, it will fall over, end quote. So little did this console poor Spunky that I was compelled to lie on her for at least a fortnight.
If you push something hard enough, it will fall over. Fudd's first law of opposition. How can we best illustrate the stubborn consistency of this eternal principle? By walking down this shady New England lane on Wednesday, 1875. We pause before the grounded iron gate of Dr. Beddoe's Pneumatic Institute and eavesdrop upon two members of the Amateur Electrical League.
Dick! Dick, she works!
It does, Tom! It comes in and goes out like anything!
Oh, to think all I had to do was put the balls on the other side.
Look at them spin now!
Oh, aren't they beautiful?
Oh, Tom! Those balls will mean your fortune.
By Fudd, I'll patent this machine and name it after Nancy.
What, you mean pushover?
Yes, because that's what she does. And she'll run everything.
Everywhere.
Every time.
Forever.
For everybody.
It comes in, it must go out. Testicles deviant to Fudd's law. So, with the invention of the motor-operated pushover, man and science gave birth to life here, today, in the future. Man, woman, child, all is up against the wall of science.
I like the future. I'm in it.
Build it myself, and I love it.
I'm not sure.
Personally, I'm very pleased.
No, I think it's going to be all right.
I can dig it.
How do I like the future? Well, the future's not here yet, man.
Smaller, but cleaner.
Right on.
I said live it or live with it.
Straight ahead.
Well, I think it has quite a great future in it. It's electric.
Yes, is the Honorable Chester Cadaver. Sure, understanding today's complex world of the future is a little like having bees live in your head. But there they are, and like the young lady said...
I said live it or live with it.
What does this mean? Well, for the straight poop, let's go where I go every morning. Centrally located and barely a stone's throw from the tomb of the unregistered voter, downstairs in the historic old grid building.
Hello, Clive.
Ah, come on in, Chester.
Well, thank you very much. Hi. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're just in time to help me check out this new model government.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just brought it down, and they say it explains everything.
Well, you know, it sure is big.
Hey, well, look over there in the left end. That's where you work, there in the Bureau of Western Mythology.
By golly, we're at proud service of the Lost Electricity Reclamation Agency, Senator.
Yeah, well, the LES is under the left... I think I'll just plug it in.
Oh, right? Well, listen, I'll just use this little plug right down here.
That plug, Chucko. See?
Oh, that's terrible.
You've got to plug in the female. Yeah. Listen to it. Teaches you, huh?
Yeah.
Half of what comes in here?
Must go out there.
Righto. Let's see what it does with this fine miniature boxcar of industrial coke.
Okay. Look at that.
That's
amazing.
Let's see. It's pumped from the Veterans Tap Dance Administration.
Goes up here to the Assistant Secretary of Leftovers.
Flip-flop down to the Secretary of Covers.
Right. Now watch it go now around the Department of Spies.
Into the office of the Secretary of Failure himself, wouldn't you know? That's shoes for industry, Charlie.
And it's food for thought, you know, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, but we're talking about power, Chucko.
Well, I know you are. You wouldn't be here.
Look at that.
Yes, sirree.
It heard the word power, and it responded just like we do. And here it comes. Here comes our ox cart right back to Earth. Smack dab on the middle of the Small Animal Administration.
Well, I must say, that's the most incredible demonstration, but where are the humans, officer?
Why, they're right here, son, waiting in the lobby to use the power of that ton of coke.
Oh, then we must be very near the president, Mr. Devish.
Yes, Dagwood. He's the terminal bus. The output.
I'll bet you he really puts out.
That's right. Everyone's always asking him questions.
Oh, well, maybe my friend here would like to ask something. Huh? He's been with us since before the beginning, sir. He must be bursting with a short question about his place in the future.
Oh, is he your friend?
Yes.
Well, I'll ask him his name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you state your name? Please state your name.
Oh, do you want me
please
to...
Please state your first name.
Clem.
Thank you.
Clem.
Now we can introduce you and some of your selected neighbors to our president.
Thanks.
Step off stopping yellow line.
Okay.
Stand on steady blue lines.
Throbbing.
You are now going to see the president.
Oh, okay.
No flashes, please. Thank you.
Right here, not spring head.